Hi, gang. Bob Bolving here for The Mystery Project and the next episode of Al Silver's Clean Sweep, with the mysteries and puzzles that make their way into the life of Bonnie Marston. This time, her oldest son, Moyle, is home on a visit from the West. The trouble is, he's brought all his hormones with him. And every mother knows that can spell trouble. With Deborah Allen as Bonnie and Richard Donat as Ben, this installment is called Silver Threads and Golden Needles.
He's here.
Already?
Melissa?
Okay.
Ben?
Yeah, I heard. Hi, Mom. Dad?
Oh, Moyle.
Where the hell's Darcy?
Still in Halifax. She couldn't get a day off at short notice.
I wouldn't have been here if it wasn't the dark day at the theater.
Dark day? You made good time.
I thought it was taking her easy. 10 days since I left Fort Mac. Well, I'm screwed. This can't be Melissa.
Yeah, they change fast when you don't see them for 2 years.
Come on, Ben. You know Moyle had to help his friend with his ranch last summer.
You remember your big brother, don't you, Melissa?
Sort of.
So have you made any plans for the summer, Moyle?
Mm-hmm. Well, lots. Still a couple weeks left of May, I can get in some good salmon fishing. Then come June, I'll do some getting out on the salt water, rent a boat. Maybe this buddy of mine has still got his afloat. And there's a shitload of horse shows and barrel races. I picked up a few tricks last summer that nobody's seen around here.
So your plan is to take another pogey holiday from spring to winter.
It's not my fault, Dad, that the oil patch turns into muskeg mud from April to November.
Oh, no, it isn't. But some people figure that after they made $50,000 or $60,000 in 5 or 6 months, they didn't really have to suck up other people's tax money for the rest of the year.
Ben.
I don't make the rules, Dad. And you don't seem to mind that I got enough extra to send you checks since you and Mom lost your jobs.
Moyle.
Yeah, I know. That was a hell of an obnoxious thing to say. Dad, for the first 18 years of my life, you and Mom paid for every scrap of food I ate and every pair of shoes and every bandage. If I sent you checks for the next 100 years, I couldn't pay you back half.
Can I have some more coleslaw, please?
Sure. Here you go.
Thank you.
Come and get it, you feather brain meat machines.
Hi, Mom. Dead around?
Just around the corner.
You two will have to make your own lunch. I have to head out to clean the Parker's house. Is Blomidon still where it was 2 years ago?
I didn't get that far. Stopped in at the hardware store and saw a notice on the bulletin board. I'm afraid I'm gonna disappoint you again, Dad.
Disappoint me?
Yeah. You know I don't have many principles.
You don't.
But one I like to be religious about is never taking a job when I can get pokey. But Ashland Stables had a sign up for a hired hand. Doesn't pay much, but there's other,
attractions?
Rose McPherson.
Rose Coffin again. With her old bastard of a husband in jail for life.
Yeah, well, you know something about that. It was your mother that put him away.
It was.
I didn't put him away. I just noticed something funny when I was cleaning his house and mentioned it to Corporal Qualtrough. I guess when Rose married John McPherson, she thought she did it with her eyes open. A rich old man was her ticket out of Butcher's Corners. She couldn't guess he was the kind of man who'd leave his 5-year-old nephew out in the woods to die of exposure, trying to get his hands on a trust fund.
And Rose didn't have anything to do with that.
No, I'm sure she didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, I hardly ever saw her since back in 4-H days. Biscuit High School and Butcher's Corners didn't mix much, except for hockey games and fights. But she remembered me, and she sure hasn't gotten any uglier. Yep, a lonely young divorcee that owns her own big house and stables and trail riding operation.
Well, at least you're off the pogey.
Out you go, Daisy. Time to get some exercise.
Moyle, lunch is on the table.
Good deal. I could eat a horse. Her hoof sealed up just fine. Just needed a week without running around.
Well, that's another vet bill you saved me. I should be up there with you, but I let the accounts get away on me. Almost caught up with the last 6 months.
Oh, I'll get those papers out of your way.
Which plate's mine?
Fool. The one with the three sandwiches, as usual.
Hmm. Good.
Moyle?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to ask you, but... You know that Moonlight Trail Ride book for tonight?
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be five people, but they just called back and said it'd be 10. Now, I can do it myself, but I won't be much good for much tomorrow. If you wanted to stay for supper and then give me a hand?
Sure. I ain't got anything on tonight.
I'll pay you overtime. I know that's still not much,
Oh,
but...
that's all right, Rose. I like being around. Here. One.
Violet finally settled down. Thanks, Moyle. I think they're going to be steady customers. You want to come in for a beer before you head home?
Good deal.
Oh, damn. I went and offered, but I might be out of beer. You might have to settle for wine. I keep that stocked up. I drink a bottle to put me to sleep.
Every night?
Yeah, every night. Well, now as you've opened the second one, I guess we're going to have to drink it.
Never heard that one that slow before. You could still dance to it.
I couldn't. Don't get much practice.
Western dance. Country two steps. Country waltzes. Nothing to it. Here. You just put your hand here and... That's right. And I have been drown my sorrow in the warm glow of your life. Well, I left the porch light on. Boyle's a big boy. He can let himself in.
Leave him alone and he'll come home. You two have been getting along better since he started working for Rose.
We always got along.
Sure. Just like me and my mother. Too much alike to live in the same county. Oh, I know. By the time you were his age, you were already being responsible for a wife and two kids.
Well, I was. Hell, if I could grow up, he can.
It's a different generation. For us, by the time you got to be 20 or 21, it was just expected you'd get married.
Oh, is that why?
Fool. Do you know, I think he's really thinking seriously about Rose.
He can think all he wants. He isn't going to get him anywhere.
Rose. You asleep? I'm a... I'll turn the light off, okay?
Eeyore. Eeyore.
Eeyore?
Mom?
Yeah, coffee's on.
Sorry, I would have called last night, but it got too late. Dad around?
Well, he and Melissa went down to pick up Robbie at the bus depot. Then he's got work down in the valley cleaning up an old orchard.
I guess I'll see them at supper, then. I just slipped home to shower and change and get back to work. Left Rose to sleep.
Left what to what?
Now, don't pretend you're surprised, Mom. How do you like the idea of your no-good son marrying into money? Or at least into Nova Scotia's idea of a ranch.
Aren't you getting a little ahead of yourself, Moyle?
Well, I know it might seem that way, but, you know, me and Rose go way back. Just other things got in the way. And she's always been good with animals, so we get along.
At least that makes sense.
She's a funny girl, Rose. She was talking in her sleep. Or maybe she was only half asleep. You know what she was saying?
No.
That was one thing she wasn't saying. What she said was... Eeyore. Isn't that the name of the donkey in that Walt Disney movie you took me to when I was a kid?
Winnie the Pooh?
Can you beat that? Here's this woman, grew up in Butcher's Corners, probably saw her first broken bottle fight before she was 3 years old. She's been married and divorced, old bastard husband in jail for murder. She's running a breeding stables and trail rides all by herself. And she's still talking to stuffed animals out of cartoons.
I guess she gets pretty lonely.
Not anymore. Mom, Marigold. You're a good girl now.
Moyle?
Oh, good morning, Bright Eyes. I thought I'd just let you sleep and...
Moyle, I'm sorry about what happened last night.
You are?
It wasn't fair. I can't... I like you a lot, Moyle, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea. You can keep on working here if you want. I hope you do. But no more staying for supper or playing cribbage after lunch. Just business. Okay?
I don't... Mom, I just don't... get it! I mean, I could understand it if there was another guy, but she's not going out with anybody. Hell, she never goes out at all except to get groceries or booze.
Maybe she just doesn't love you, Moyle.
Well, maybe I wouldn't say I love her. Yet. But people usually give it a try. Not just one night and this ain't gonna work out.
Take it easy on the cupboards, Moyle.
I mean, she was smiling when she went to sleep last night.
And maybe it's her husband. Maybe she still hasn't gotten over him.
No, I can tell you for sure. She got over him the minute she found out what he did to his nephew.
Maybe she's just telling me to forget it to find out whether I'm serious. Some women will do that.
Not a woman who's been through as much as Rose. Here they are.
Huh?
Hope you're ready for your vitamin C fix, Moyle.
How's that?
You told me you were going to take me down to the Black Bride tonight and teach me how to drink Prairie Red Eye.
Yeah. I guess I did. There's the table.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I see you.
What was that all
about? Nothing. Some people never got out of high school. A pitcher of beer is $10. If you kick in a loony for a tip, they'll keep coming back fast to fill us up again.
Or we could just run a tab.
A tab? Oh, man, you cracked me up. A tab at the Black Bride.
Hey, Marcy.
Yeah, I hear you. I drown my sorrow in the warm love your wine.
What? Oh, it's got to be somebody in the yard. He'd suffocate herself to keep from barking loud when he's in for the night. I'll get him.
Mommy!
It's all right, honey. Go back to sleep. Well, it can't be the boys. Or Floyd would just thump his tail and slobber. Can you see anything?
Mounty car.
Oh, no.
Looks like Corporal Kowalczyk. Moyle and Robbie. Hold on, Floyd, okay? I'll go in.
Good evening, Mr. Morrison.
Corporal. What the hell happened to you two?
Well, Dad...
Never mind. Get inside and tell your mother you didn't get killed in a car accident. Though you looked like you did.
I got called to break up a fight in the parking lot of the Black Briar. There is going to be an attempt to lay charges against your older son, Moyle, for assault with a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had dropped a rusted-out piece of pipe by the edge of the parking lot, and... But I don't think the charge will proceed very far.
No?
Given the fact that there were four of them.
Oh.
But there's something else. I think it'd be good if you had a serious talk with Moyle if you can.
What about?
Well, you know your crazy dog who was just trying to chew through the door to get at the intruder?
Yeah.
Your son's crazier.
Hold still, Robbie, so I can get it on straight.
What's wrong with your side, Moyle?
I think I cracked a couple ribs. Doctors don't even bother to tape that up anymore.
But you're staying in bed tomorrow to give them a chance to start healing.
Oh, Mom, it's no big...
All day. I'll run into the village tomorrow and get you a stack of magazines. By rights, I should paddle your backsides with them.
Moyle?
I told them to stay inside.
Why couldn't you sit there? There were too many of them.
Not after you shoved that pipe in my hand.
Ow!
It's just peroxide.
Moyle, No, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You boys better get to bed.
And stay there.
Good night, Mom.
I don't see what's good about it.
Bonnie, Kowalczyk said Moyle was crazy. If Kowalczyk hadn't been just around the corner when the call came in, some of those four guys would be in hospital or worse.
Worse?
Well, you hit somebody enough times with a steel pipe. Kowalczyk said Moyle would have gone for him if Robbie hadn't stepped in the way.
It's Rose.
Oh, come on, Bonnie. Moyle's had his poor little heart broke before, and it didn't turn
into... It's not that he's had his poor little heart broke. Although he's a lot more serious about Rose than he'll let on to you or himself. It's that Rose won't tell him why she opened the door last night and slammed it this morning. As long as he doesn't know what he did wrong, if anything, he's just racing his engine. Well, I guess there's one way to find out.
What's that?
Rose, I'm in here. Oh, Bonnie. Moyle's not here. He didn't come into work today. I don't know whether to expect him or not.
Not today, at least. He got into a fight last night.
Oh, no. Is he all right?
Depends on what you mean by all right. He beat hell out of the other guys, if that's what you mean. Almost killed them. Robbie says what started it was some guy made a crack about you.
Oh.
Rose, what you do with your life is none of my business. But Moyle told me about what happened yesterday morning and the night before.
He did?
More or less. He's all twisted up about it because he doesn't know what he did wrong.
He didn't do nothing wrong.
He doesn't know that. Rose, I've got no right to ask you to explain yourself to me, but if you could just give me some idea so I can get Moyle to stop banging his head against the wall.
Bonnie, I can't tell you. I wish I could. You don't know how much I wish I could. But I just can't.
Now go in here.
The soup's for Moyle. Bribe to keep him from getting out of bed. If he doesn't eat it all, you can have what's left.
Thank you. Stop by the fire hall on the way home. People were surprised I wasn't busy visiting my son in jail.
What?
Seems those guys Moyle laid into were such a mess, everybody was sure the Mounties were going to go ahead with charges. Even if the four guys were too embarrassed to push for charges against the guy they ganged up on. It's not like Kowalczyk to leave a loose cannon rolling around his decks.
Maybe he figured we could talk Moyle into staying out of trouble.
Or maybe he doesn't know we've been trying that for 25 years. But, talking about the Mounties brought up something else. Reed told me a couple of nights ago, him and his wife had a few beers with one of the secretaries from the RCMP. Do you know what Corporal Kowalczyk's first name is?
Corporal?
That's what he'd like everybody to think.
They say in the papers sometimes Corporal I.J. Kowalczyk, but I never heard what...
Well, I don't know about the J, but the I stands for Ihor.
Ihor?
The poor bugger. Now everybody who pulls over for speeding will be saying, "Hello, Ihor." I guess it's some kind of grand old Ukrainian name out west, but it sure sounds funny down here.
Ihor.
No. Ihor.
Have a good night, Constable. Oh, hello, Mrs. Marsden.
Hello, Ihor.
Oh. Well, I guess it had to come out eventually. It could have been worse. I used to go to school with a guy named Ihor Boinkel. Well, I have a nice lasagna waiting by the microwave. Have a good evening, Mrs. Marsden.
I think Ihor is a perfectly nice name. But so is Rose.
Rose?
Rose McPherson or Rose Coffin again? You're crazy about her, aren't you? She's crazy about you.
Crazy would be the operative word.
Rose didn't tell me. I just stumbled across a couple of coincidences. No one else knows.
Well, since you already... This is just between you and me.
Deal.
You see, last New Year's Eve, there was a social, a dance. I got orders to use up some accumulated holidays, so I dropped by to pass the time. It was the first night Rose had gone out as a single woman in years, so she was a bit overexcited. I gave her a lift home and stayed for 2 days. And then we began to realize...
You put her husband in jail for murder.
I'd say you hit the nail right on the head. Maybe if that had been 3 or 4 years ago, instead of barely a year now. Or maybe if I was just a city cop in the same situation. But I'm not. I'm detachment commander of the local RCMP. Detachment commander. And it wouldn't be a very comfortable position for Rose either. Well, Bonnie, you have a habit of stumbling across half the secrets in Member 2 County. I should have known mine wouldn't be any different. I'd better be getting home.
Corporal?
Have a good evening now.
So you see, Moyle, it wasn't your fault or anybody else's. Love doesn't work on a point system. And long before you came home, Rose was already crazy in love with a man she can't be with.
Married man?
I can't say who the man is, and it's none of our business anyway. Just, well, there's a circumstance that means he and Rose can't be together for a while. So that night with you, she was mostly just drunk and lonely. And she woke up in the morning and realized she was giving you the wrong idea. Maybe you've done something like that yourself sometimes.
Once or twice. Kind of serves me right, don't it? Well, I'm not doing anybody any good moping around here. Just get myself into more trouble. In a couple days, I'll start driving back to Alberta. I'll come back for the whole summer next year. Mom, I promise.
I hope so, Moyle. But don't promise too much. A lot can happen in a year. Do you think you deserve another piece of carrot pie? Well, maybe you do.
Hello, Rose.
Hello, Eeyore.
I was just driving around after supper and saw you standing out here, and...
I'm glad you did.
You'd think growing up in the prairies I'd know something about horses, but I don't know a damn thing. Hard to find a Mountie these days that does. What's this one?
Violet. Half Appaloosa, half Arabian.
Pretty. Rose, you know the story of the dog in the manger?
Not really.
Oh, it's just an expression, you know. The dog sitting in the manger, scaring the horses away from the hay. Hay he couldn't eat himself. Somebody should have shot that dog.
I don't think so. Maybe there was some bitch somewhere that loved him.
Who was that?
Oh, just Minnie down the road. She always honks when she passes by.
Well, I'd better get... Rose, take care of yourself.
You too, Eeyore.
Bye now.
Well, I got them all packed up and ready to start in the morning. You know, I'm not saying Moyle will have an easy time of it, but at least he'll be in a different place. Rose and Kowalczyk.
I know. They'll be passing each other on the sidewalk, hearing each other's names and conversation.
You never know. It might work out. Kowalczyk's bound to get transferred sooner or later.
Well, that won't help anything. I can't see Rose packing up and selling Ashland Stables.
Yeah, she wouldn't have to. The Mounties don't do transfers the way they used to, shuffling them from one end of the country to another every few years. So nowadays, they still move their beat every few years. Don't want them getting to be old friends with anybody, but only to the next county or something. So, you never know. It's going to be an early morning.
So many people out there looking for somebody. Or finding somebody they can't be with. We're lucky, Ben.
I'm lucky.
No, I'm lucky.
You're right. You're lucky.
You've been listening to Episode 8 of Clean Sweep, a play called Silver Threads and Golden Needles, written by Al Silver. In the cast, Deborah Allen played Bonnie Marsden. Richard Donat was her husband, Ben. Chaz Thorne played their son, Moyle. Rhonda McLean was Rose. Mike Pellerin was Corporal Kowalczyk. With them were Ashley Swain as Melissa and Ryan Rogerson as her other brother, Robbie. The original music was composed by Scott McMillan and David McIsaac and was performed by Gordon Stovey, Jamie Gatti, and Andre Lacroix, together with the two composers. The recording engineer was Pat Martin, with sound effects by Dermot Kenny. The associate producer was Peggy Hemsworth. Casting by John Dunsworth and Alex Duncan. Clean Sweep is produced and directed in CBC Radio's Halifax Production Center by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments.